The Allied Occupation of Japan, 1946, UK Government Photo, Public Domain Sharing Someone's Anonymous Post Dated January 10, 2022, with Minimal Copy Editing. Unverified. Links provided for further reading. Greater than we are currently in a war. It may not seem like it, but yes, we are in a war. Greater than. Greater than there are different types of war. A kinetic war uses bombs. Trump chose not to go that route because they are very messy and extremely traumatizing. Trump and Q chose an information/economic war. General Flynn has talked about an information war many times. Unfortunately, this approach takes a little longer, but the good part is, cities are not being blown to smithereens and casualties are kept at a minimum. Greater than. Greater than there are always hardships and loss in war, and collateral damages to be expected. You may notice our country is facing some economic hardships. Businesses are going bankrupt, inflation is on the rise, there are shortages in workforce, and there is talk of a dark winter. This is a wound intentionally inflicted on ourselves. Greater than. Greater than right now there are 75 container ships from China sitting outside the ports. They cannot be unloaded due to labor shortages. They are blaming the COVID-19 virus, the unemployment checks, saying that our workforce would rather stay home and collect decent wages as opposed to working for it. Greater than. Greater than also, they are mandating that truck drivers take the vaccine. Greater than. Greater than all these factors put a kink in the supply chain. You may notice supermarket shelves are looking sparse, food prices are rising. Greater than. Greater than this was all planned. Why, you may ask? If Chinese goods are not flowing, what happens? China goes bankrupt. China is an export country. They only get paid when they offload their exported goods here. Guess what? They are not getting paid. Greater than. Greater than at the same time they have the Evergrande situation. Evergrande will lead to a dozen more institutions going bankrupt within China. This will destroy their economy and meanwhile they have no income coming in. Double whammy. The economic fallout will spread to the USA, so prepare, stock up on essential items. Greater than. Greater than there may be as many as a half dozen countries that committed acts of war against the United States, Five Eyes, but the main aggressor is China. They unleashed a bioweapon on us and took part in the election steal. They have bought all of our politicians, judges and AGs. For this reason China became the main target. This is why we see four of our battle groups floating in the seas surrounding China. Greater than. Greater than Q spelled out the plan in the most simple term in Q post 4524. D, plus China equals 11.3, Democrats plus China equals 11.3. You have to fill in what this simple equation means. 11.3 is not a date, it's a chapter out of the Department of Defense Law of War Manual. If you have not read it, I suggest you do, here is the link. Chapter 11.3 starts on page 750, 11.3 end of occupation and duration of GC obligations. Greater than. Greater than the fact that Democrats joined forces with a foreign country, China, to steal our election from us and that now, the Biden administration has assumed power, makes them, China, a belligerent occupier. It's like the USA setting down in Iraq 20 years ago, we became an occupier of Iraq. China, with cooperation from the Democrats, has become an occupier of the USA. This is an act of war. Greater than. Greater than there are international codes for war. These are expected to be followed by all nations. If these codes are not followed, you can expect United Nations/NATO involvement, especially if they see human rights abuses. These codes are called the Geneva Convention Articles, GC. Greater than. Greater than if you look at 11.3 in the DoD manual, you see they talk about GC. Trump does everything by the book. You may not like it, but in order for us to get to the finish line, we must play by the rules set down for us. If we break GC code, we risk the globalists getting involved using NATO. Remember, we are also at war with the globalists and they would not hesitate to get involved if given a reason. Greater than. Greater than the DoD Law of War Manual, 11.3, explains that GC code applies to both the belligerent occupier and the occupied territory, USA. After 1 year the GC obligation expires for the occupied territory. Greater than. Greater than remember China and Biden took control on January 20, 2021. 1 year will be January 20, 2022. After that date our military has the legal authority to take our country back. This is when 11.3 goes into effect. References. https://n.wikipedia.org/wiki/military_occupation https://mynewsla.com/weather/2022/01/11/Pete Buttigieg visits La Porte complex to mark supply chain progress slash. https://www.businessinsider.com/record100ships float California ports despite Biden extending hours 2021-10. https://bbc.com/news/business5864317. https://www.nqs.com/news/world/what Evergrande Chinese property giant behind global sell-off fears N1279929. https://news.bloomberglaw.com/bankruptcy law/US bankruptcy tracker bankruptcies pick up at year end. https://www.wsj.com/articles/us economy December 2021 retail sales 11642109934. https://www.bloomberg.com/news/articles/2020-08/11/small firms die quietly leaving thousands of failures uncounted. https://www.cnn.com/2021/12/25/economy/labor-shortage-early-retirement-chart/index.html. https://www.scmp.com/news/china/military/articles/316186/South China Sea Think Tank calls Beijing vigilance a steps. https://www.scmp.com/comment/opinion/article/316980/us and China are flirting disaster chance South China Sea conflict. https://dod.defense.gov/portal/1/document/law_war_manual15.pdf. https://www.ikirk.org/n/docs/assets/files/publications/ikirk002/0173.pdf. By Dr. Danielle Dossi Blumenthal. Opinions are Dr. Blumenthal's own. Public domain.